but my powers are far greater than yours.
Oh, please, please, that was Watson.
Reporting your words.
Don't change the subject. How do you know?
It's not important.
Sherlock. Mycroft, I have no fondness for being lectured.
Yes, you never could stomach a taste of your own medicine. This is not a lecture. It's a small piece of brotherly advice. Are you paying attention?
Do I have any choice?
None whatsoever. I understand your reasoning. It's incorrect. I perceive your attitude. It's arrogant and ill-founded, and unlike you, sir, it seems I appreciate your worth, which is incalculable.
Mycroft. Thank you, but...
But as usual, my advice is falling on deaf ears. Good luck to you, brother.
Thank you, brother.
With the case.
Of course.
Doctor, good morning to you.
Peterson, good morning. Just like summer.
Oh, better. Hottest September I can remember.
Well, long may it last. How's the family?
Oh, fit and well, thank you, Doctor. Fit and well. We missed you around these parts.
I have been rather tied up with things.
Of course you have. And how is the good lady?
Dr. Watson.
Good morning, Mrs. Hudson. You'll excuse me, Peterson.
Oh, of course, sir. Good day to you. Ma'am, lovely morning.
It is, Mr. Peterson. Come inside, Doctor. Come inside.
How are you, Mrs. Hudson?
Oh, you know me, Doctor. I don't have time to be ill. Now, let me look at you. You've lost some weight.
A little.
I hope you're eating properly.
I can't say I don't miss your cooking.
Yes, I thought as much.
It's supposed to be good for me.
What? Starvation?
Healthy eating. I find myself checking my ears every morning to see if I've turned into a rabbit.
What nonsense. Oh, begging your pardon, sir.
No apology necessary, Mrs. Hudson. Is he in?
He is, and he'll be delighted to see you.
I hope so.
But he's got someone with him just at the present.
The kind?
Yes, one of those hopeless cases the Yard sends us, you know the type.
Oh, anything interesting, do you think?
Well, that's not for me to say, Doctor.
Oh, come on now.
I don't think so, no. He didn't have any of the usual signs.
Mrs. Hudson, I swear that you would have made a first-class detective yourself.
What do you mean, would have? Don't you think that taking care of Mr. Holmes all these years called for observation and deduction and all the rest of it?
Yes, I suppose you're right.
Depend on it. Anyway, where are my manners keeping you standing out here? Come through, Doctor. There's some fruitcake not long out of the oven.
Oh, Mrs. Hudson, you're a marvel.
Yes, I know. Now, come on with you.
Rest assured, Mr. Emberley, your case will be in good hands.
I hope so, Mr. Holmes. I really do.
You'll excuse me if I don't come down.
Mrs. Hudson! Mrs. Hudson!
Yes, Mr. Holmes.
Oh, there you are. Mr. Emberley's leaving. Call him a cab, would you?
Yes, sir.
No cab.
You don't want one?
No, thank you, madam. I do not.
If you'll pardon me saying so, it's too hot to walk any distance.
I walked here from Waterloo, sir. I can walk back.
I am a doctor, Mr. Amberley.
My health is a matter of no interest to me, sir. Not anymore.
Take care, Mr. Amberley.
Good day, madam.
You see what I mean, Doctor.
What a wretched creature. I wonder what his problem is.
I think you're about to find out.
Watson, why are you still skulking away down there? Come up!
You see?
What did you think of him?
Good morning, Holmes. It's good to see you
again. Yes. Your impressions?
The old fellow? Pathetic, broken.
Exactly. Isn't his story a microcosm of the whole?
I can hardly answer that without knowing what his story is.
You hit it exactly. Pathetic. Futile, like all life.
Oh, come on.
We reach, we grasp, and what's left in our hands at the end? A shadow, or worse than a shadow, misery.
You know, you never used to be this affected by the state of your clients.
No. The client's incidental. He merely happened to appear at a time when I was feeling this way anyway.
I hope you were able to give him some degree of encouragement, poor man. What's his background?
His card's on the table. Have a look.
I see you haven't got any tidier since I left.
I've been sorting some things out.
Good Lord, what's the occasion? Ah,